101 minutes. That's how long the Ohio High School State Championship hockey game went on this weekend. 7 overtimes came and went, and the score was still tied 1-1. Players were exhausted, with some drinking Pedialyte to stay hydrated. Finally, state officials and the head coaches agreed to stop the game out of concern for the athletes' safety. They declared both high schools, Sylvania Northview and Cleveland's St. Ignatius, co-state champions. Chris Irwin is athletic director for Sylvania Northview, and I asked him what he was thinking as that game went on and on.
If the game was ever going to end, you know, initially, as you go to the first overtime, second overtime, you're anxious, you're nervous that hopefully you're the one that scores the goal. But as you get into the fourth, fifth, sixth overtime, you know, we started to question how much longer will we go until, you know, there's a decision on how this game's going to end.
The Northview coach, Mike Jones, said that he had kids who couldn't even walk to the shower. They were that tired.
They were exhausted. They played a lot of minutes. You know, 101 minutes is a lot of minutes to play. And it's just the dehydration possibly setting in. At the end of the day, your body starts to shut down. And you're playing a sport on a hard surface, which is ice. They have weapons or blades on their feet, and you're crashing into something hard at the boards. Fatigue's going to set in. We definitely did not want a kid get injured, and we wanted every kid to skate off that ice on their own 2 feet.
And we should explain, there are no shootouts in high school hockey, right? To end the game, you couldn't go to a shootout.
Correct. The National Federation for High Schools doesn't have that in their bylaws. You know, I mean, obviously now we've been talking about a few options moving forward. So we may have just participated in the longest game in Ohio high school, you know, state championship history, because I don't think it'll ever get that far moving forward.
You think there'll be some changes made?
I would think they'll look at it. We've taken a lot of positive feedback with the decision that we had to make for kids. They are high school kids. But we've also taken some negative feedback. You know, a win at all costs. We want to have a winner. There needs to be a winner. You know, our kids were fighting for that. They wanted to finish the game on the ice, and I can appreciate that. But you definitely don't want to put their welfare in jeopardy and putting them out there with the risk of injury.
Well, let me ask you about some of that negative feedback. When that decision was announced to call the game a tie, to stop the overtimes, the St. Ignatius players threw their equipment on the ice. I hear people in the arena were chanting, "Let them play." I saw a comment from somebody on Twitter saying, "Now neither team can honestly say they won states because they didn't win the game, robbing kids of one of the best days of their lives." What do you think of that criticism?
Sure. A lot of emotions were going through the stands in addition to in the locker room. And, you know, like you mentioned, St. Ignatius players, we would be having a different conversation right now if we were to continue to play into the 8th, 9th, 10th overtime and someone would have catastrophically got hurt.
What's the conversation been like at school today, the first school day back after this game?
You know, it's been great buzz, you know, going back to one of our players was upset and he made the comment, "I still have something to prove, it wasn't finished." And, you know, our comments to them were, "You beat the number 2 team in the state the previous Saturday to get to the Frozen Four. You knocked off the number 5 team in the state on Friday, and you just took the number 1 team in the state to 7 overtimes." And we were unranked, by the way, coming into the state tournament. "There's nothing more to prove. You're a champion. You gave everything you had on that ice." And so did St. Ignatius. And they both, you know, when you play a long game like that, and if it would have went to where somebody won, the comments are always made, "Well, both teams deserve to win. No one really deserved to lose that game." And in this case, you know, I think we got it right. I don't think either team deserve to lose, and the outcome is kids are safe and both teams can call themselves state champs.
Well, Mr. Irwin, thanks for talking to us and congratulations on the shared championship.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Chris Irwin is athletic director for Northview High School in Sylvania, Ohio, co-champion in hockey along with St. Ignatius.